On our podcast, our pre-show, it's Monday. We have Jack I. Gagner today, I think. And Steve Dooley's wife, or Bobby Dooley.
Comes on to talk about
Steve's new brother-in-law, Chaz Chang, who is a works for a big company, but sharp cheater Chaz. Let's see, Bobby. Fuck, man. It's too bad. Click on the link for good luck. What's that mean? How'd my man do? Oh, my God. So down and down and down and down, down and down we go. Hurry, my loves, and be late for the show. This motherfucking show done, man. The Oscars and the Emmys are the same thing. Ow. All right. I really don't have shit to say on this pre-show. I have absolutely fucking nothing to say. I don't even know what the fuck we're gonna do in this motherfucking show. Thanks to everybody that came out to the PodFest to see us. You know, sorry I didn't promote it better. We only had a few people show up, and you know, that's my fault. I just didn't really promote it all that much. But then again, it wasn't really a podcast because, you know, we have to haul a lot of equipment out there to do it, and it's, you know, it's too much shit to haul out, man. You know, plus I have to. We'd have to hook up the phone and all this good shit. So anyway, that was fun. Thanks to everybody that was with us on our, what? On our chat. All right. I took a sleeping pill, to be honest with you. I took a sleeping pill last night, and I took a little itsy-bitsy piece of it, and I'm still fucking groggy. I can't believe it. I don't react very well to sleeping pills, I don't think.
I don't think. This is my feeling. I could be wrong.
Now then. I made hamburgers tonight on the barbecue. Delicious goddamn hamburgers, if I don't mind saying so myself. And what else did I do today? Well, we had scrambled eggs for breakfast. Just kind of, you know, kind of a lazy day. Watched Everton play to a fucking 0-0 tie. Would you motherfuckers score some fucking goals on that team? Watched Chelsea win. And then watched some football. Watched the Tennessee Titans get spanked by Cleveland. Interesting football game there. Saw the fucking Patriots beat the Bills, and I saw Belichick beat Rex Ryan again. I don't know why you would hire him. I'm not saying Rex Ryan's not a good coach, and I'm sure he belongs in the National Football League somewhere. I just don't know why any Eastern Division, AFC Eastern Division team would hire that fucking guy, you know? Because as long as he's you know, he's never going to win a division title. I don't know. Never mind. Just don't listen to me. Don't fucking listen to me. no idea what's going on here, man. All right, let's do it, huh? Doug Dagger lost nuts. Steve's sister, but Jack, I gagged her. Okay. Let me see this. Cutting Edge Room. Where's this at, man? Where's that going to be, man? It's in New York, dude. Sounds good, Lionel. Lionel's going to be at the Cutting Edge Room in New York City. Awesome. Man, I don't fucking know anymore, man. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing anymore. I'm telling you. Here we go. New York Times, an award show for a peak TV, an award show for a peak TV blockbuster era. Award shows often give tribute to how much excellence there is in their medium. Andy Samberg kicked off this year's Emmy Awards with a musical tribute to simply how much there is. Riffing on the awkward topic of peak TV this year, we're on track for over 400 scripted series, the most ever. Samberg opening video, imagine him locking himself into a viewing bunker to binge a year of shows. It was a breezy take on the all-too-familiar choice between living life and watching it. You might have seen the Eiffel Tower, the Mighty Sphinx, he sang, but I saw Robert Durst confess to murder in The Jinx. Both in format and winners, the 60-day primetime reflected an overflowing TV box. The acting categories often had 7 or 8 nominees. Though perennial powerhouse HBO dominated, the winners came not only from broadcaster cable, but Netflix and Amazon, once a bookstore, now a TV outlet, which took acting and directing awards for Transparent, its gorgeous family dramedy about a transgender senior citizen coming out to her adult children. As if to make room, this year's process opened the voter to a broader swath of membership of the theory it might balance the more conservative tastes of the past, smaller voting bots, that maybe finally Modern Family would not win Best Comedy again. It didn't. HBO's acid-tongued political satire Veep did. Any Emmy is a battle of the past and the future, caught between awards that actually recognize the last season, those that are essentially gold watches. Jon Hamm could have won years ago for his indelible performance of Don Draper in Mad Men, and finally did for the show's final half season. The Daily Show cleaned up for Jon Stewart's last season on air. Thank you very much, Mr. Stewart said. You will never have to see me again. On the other hand, Viola Davis won Best Actress of Drama for her smoldering performance of the freshman How to Get Away with Murder, the first African-American actress to win the award, and a fitting cap to the season's strides in diverse casting. And did not spare the mighty shows that fell over the past year. After saluting shows that ended their runs, he added, we also said goodbye to True Detective, even though it's still on the air. But his savvy materials reflect how narrowly sliced TV's viewing audiences have become. Mr. Samberg tweaked FX's much-praised, little-watched experimental comedy Louie, and spoofed the final scene of a boutique drama Mad Men, and he mimed an amorous act on the posterior of an oversized Emmy statuette. What? You mean he kissed its ass? Mimicking a sex scene on the cult hit HBO Girls. Like much great TV today, Mr. Samberg was excellent and not for everyone. Conservatives, for instance, were the target of many jokes. There was a kind of karmic balancing then. The best drama went to a more massive hit, HBO's Game of Thrones, even if for a weaker season that had serious issues with sexual violence against female characters. And it says something about the wild state of TV today that the conventional choice was a premium cable drama involving dragons. Man, dude, I don't watch TV, man. I don't fucking watch. Oh, Jimmy Olsen died, man. Jimmy Olsen, who played, the kid who played Jimmy Olsen, Jack Larson, dies at 87. He eventually changed careers. That's how typecast he was. A naked woman who has no idea who she is. More in television. All right, man, I don't know. We might as well just start this motherfucking show. Let's just start this motherfucking show, huh? Let's just start this motherfucker. Because I don't know what I'm doing. What is this, man? 25? Really? All right, I'm going to get, Bob, me and Steve Dooley. Testing 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. All right, man. Jesus Christ, there's some whack shit going on in this news. All right. So where's our thing? DraftKings. Is that mid-roll? God! All right, man, fuck this. Let me get the Emmy thing here. All right, man. I don't know. I have no idea, man. Here we go, baby. Here we go, baby. Here we go, baby. Here we go, baby. I guess we ought to wait and see. What the fuck was that? Shenandoah Lullaby. Christ on a fucking crutch. This it here?
Mickey, on the front.
This is it. Yeah, this is it. Okay. Well, it's... What the fuck is this, man? What do you call this a motherfucking... Yeah, all right. EFGH Hollywood. H-O. Hollywood. Hooray for Hollywood. All right. I think we're set to go. 1, 2, 3. Hi, I'm Phil Hendry. Just something like that.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world of Phil Hendry. I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
And this is General Robert Leonard. Excuse me,
what? God damn!
Start this again. Start it again. Start this fucker again. Start the motherfucker again.